I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Once upon a time, Venezuela's program for treating AIDS was an international model. But today, the country is in a deep economic crisis. Inflation is rampant. There are chronic shortages of basic supplies and medicine. And together, those have nearly destroyed the program. Stephanie Nolan covers Venezuela for the Globe and Mail in Toronto. She says when it began, Venezuela's AIDS program had a head start on much of the rest of the world.
The first thing is that it was early. Venezuelan people living with HIV took their government to the Supreme Court way back in 1998 and won the right to HIV treatment, to antiretroviral treatment, when it was new. And so Venezuela did it much sooner than a lot of other countries. And then under the socialist government of Hugo Chavez, there was also a really big commitment to expanding public health, which in the early years of that government was quite successful. And that included not only making the drugs widely available for free, but also making sure that high-risk groups such as men who had sex with men and sex workers had constant reliable access to free condoms, and really rolling out HIV testing nationwide. And so that was a program that was a model for developing countries all over the world in the early 2000s.
Now, you covered the height of the AIDS epidemic in African countries more than a decade ago. What parallels are you now seeing in Venezuela?
I'd have to tell you, when I walked into the first hospital that I visited in Venezuela on my most recent trip, it felt like time travel. It felt like going back to Zimbabwe or Lesotho 15 years ago. I hadn't seen anything like that since then. Venezuela's hospitals are, they're frankly the worst public hospitals I've seen in the 85 countries I've reported from. They're worse than the hospitals in Mogadishu in Somalia at the height of the civil war. And you don't really see untreated AIDS very many places in the world anymore, but it's quite recognizable if you know what it is. And I recognized it immediately.
Stephanie, in what ways has the AIDS program in Venezuela been gutted?
To be honest, Carol, there's absolutely nothing left of it. There is no HIV treatment. There are no condoms available publicly. Condoms are selling for about 7,000 bolivars for a pack of three, and that's out of the range of virtually everyone to purchase. There's no testing for pregnant women anymore, which means that pregnant women are infecting their babies at birth, something that didn't used to happen in Venezuela. There is no infant formula so that women with HIV who can't breastfeed their babies have a way to feed their babies. There's just nothing left except the doctor. Except these incredibly committed doctors who for years have fought to protect this program as everything fell apart around them.
So what happens now when a patient goes to a hospital in Venezuela with HIV or any other illness?
Nothing. Nothing happens. And I actually had a doctor say to me, I just don't know why people come. Although I asked patients and they said, they're coming for the compassion. They are not going to get treated. One of the patients I interviewed in the main hospital in Caracas died a couple of days after I met him for lack of a basic saline solution to hydrate him. I mean, not only are there no antiretrovirals, but there are no basic medications. And you get compassion. You get compassion and consolation from these doctors who have nothing else to offer you. You have no way to protect yourself from infection anymore. You have no way to confirm whether or not you are infected. And if you do develop AIDS, you have no access to drugs.
What are international AIDS organizations doing to help?
Nothing. The Global Fund to Fight HIV, TB, and Malaria, the main multilateral agency that would help here, has said it can't because its mandate is to help low-income countries. And Venezuela, which of course has the world's largest oil reserves, is not considered a low-income country. Activists from Venezuela and outside have been pushing the Global Fund to rethink that decision. And the regional sort of arm of the World Health Organization has been allowing Venezuela to buy drugs through its strategic health fund. But in order to buy those drugs, the Venezuelan government has to use hard currency. And of course, it has a crucial hard currency crisis. And so that money is being allotted to HIV drugs only sort of sporadically.
Are antiretrovirals available through Venezuela's black market?
Yeah, but they are wildly expensive. They're being smuggled in like anything else on the black market. And a course of basic antiretrovirals will run you about $300 US a month. And on the black market, I mean, I don't even know what that is today, but it's probably somewhere in the order of 2.8 million bolivars in a month. And to give you an idea, minimum wage is 70,000 for a month. So that is out of the price range of virtually everybody. I should say that what I'm telling you about HIV is also true of everything else. If you go to the hospital today with kidney failure or cancer or anything else, they're also not going to be able to treat you. I think what was particularly stunning for me about the state of the HIV program is just that this is a place where Venezuela was such a leader and where for so long they managed to keep that program alive. And now even that is decimated.
You mentioned, you know, you talked to a few patients in there. What's the mood when you go into a hospital room and somebody's struggling from AIDS? What's it like?
It took me back to being in South Africa or Zimbabwe 15 years ago, because people do know that treatment for HIV exists. They know they don't have to be dying from what they're dying of. And they also know it's entirely out of their reach. It's not going to come and it's not going to help them. And their death is inevitable at that point. And there is just a, the pain of that realization, and then just also the fact that AIDS is a profoundly unpleasant way to die. People are just in extreme discomfort and distress, and it's very, very hard to see.
Stephanie Nolan is the Latin America correspondent for the Globe and Mail. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks.